Nikki and DeMillo in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
Live from Perth, around Australia, Bill Shorten and Scott Morrison head-to-head. I missed it.
In the blue corner, in the red corner. You'd made mention this morning, it was kind of set up like a...
It looked like the crappiest version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, just quietly, the leaders' debate. It did, but with the biggest prize ever, like Who Wants to Be the Next Prime Minister.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like. Look, I didn't watch it. I forgot that it was on, and I was trying to find it on catch-up, like at 6 o'clock, and clearly that was too soon. So I've gone back and seen some of it since, and I think I just wanted to scoot through most of it. You know, that was, I think, the best way to watch it was, like, on catch-up, because then you could just
get to all the, heated parts.
Oh, I don't know. According to the audience members, because they had 48 undecided voters in there as a studio audience, out of them, 25 came out giving their vote to Bill Shorten, 12 gave theirs to Scott Morrison, and 11 still couldn't decide.
Well, I think that's still a fair few votes going Shorten's way.
It seems to be. But then, I mean, you know, the majority are either going for Scott Morrison or didn't know.
Right.
So, I mean, you could still say, I don't know which way, really, in the scheme of things. I think, I don't know, the vast majority of the population couldn't be bothered watching it, I would imagine.
Well, what's the point of having it?
I don't know. To help people decide, I suppose.
Okay.
From what I could see on social media, lots of people who watched it, I think, came out going with what they went in with.
Like, anyway,
people pretty much still saw what they wanted to see. The New Zealand accent has been rated the sexiest in the world.
Yes, bro.
Look, Aussie, by the way, if you're wondering, came in at number 5. My mind's a little bit blown by this news. I'm not really sure how to take this.
No, it's not.
In.
I think that it is.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Well, clearly so did the voters of the Bug 7 Trivel website, which is, I'm guessing, how they would say it if they were from New Zealand. According to the Big 7 travel website who did this study, the Kiwi accent is outrageously charming and beats out the top 5, which is Australian, Italian, Irish and South African.
Yep, now, I can see how they've come
really?
To those. Yeah.
Really?
I really can.
I'm sorry, but no. I'm confused by any list of sexiest accents that is topped by New Zealand and South African. I just find that really hard to get my head around. That's all. It confuses and angers me, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
gosh, so, it's outraged you. We discussed earlier too, German should definitely not be on there.
It's a little bit harsh, isn't it?
It is harsh.
Yeah.
I can't even say it because I'm going to put a spit into the microphone, but it's kind of like coughing up a...
Okay. I guess it all comes down to who's talking, though, doesn't it?
It does.
Hey, bro, can I pop my jangles in your chili bin?
What?
Riddle me this, riddle me that.
Riddle me this.
Once again, a Learning Pod science party at the end of the week to give away here. All you've got to do to qualify for it is work out the riddle. Now, run it past us again, Verity.
So the riddle this morning is, what question can you never answer yes to?
What question can you never answer yes to? Right, Mackenzie in Hall's Head is taking the challenge first off. Morning.
You there, Mackenzie?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey. Morning. Is it your first day back at school today?
Yeah.
I can tell you're excited. Let's see if we can make it a better day. Do you know what the answer to the quiz is?
What's your name?
What's your name? Well, I suppose you could
technically
not answer yes.
Look, you've got a slightly correct answer, but there's a more correct answer to
not
this riddle. I'm sorry, Mackenzie.
We're looking for. Nice try.
Have a good day at school, though.
All right. Good luck to all doing their first day. What about Rob? Is it your first day of school today?
No, it's my kid's first day, though.
Just checking if you're paying attention. What do you reckon the answer is, mate?
I reckon it's the immortal answer. Is, does my butt look big in these jeans?
You can never answer yes to that.
That is very true. I'm afraid it's not the one that's going to win you the prize. But
true.
It does win our loyalty for this morning. Nice try, Rob. All right, let's have a chat to Steve, who's working in Pinjarra this morning. G'day.
You there, Steve?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yep.
Okay, so it's not what's your name, and it's not, though, it is an excellent question.
Does my butt look in these jeans?
But what do you think the question you can't ever answer yes to is?
I think it's, are you asleep?
Are you asleep?
Are you asleep yet? correct. Well done, Steve. That is the most correct answer. Found some interesting information here this morning. Okay. Three things being a cat or dog person reveals about you. Number one, dog people are more extroverted, apparently, which is interesting because I would say you work in radio.
Flamboyant, is that what you suggest? Well, I suppose that's fair.
Apparently more extroverted and less neurotic, though, than cats. Cat people.
I can't comment apparently. As to whether that's actually true or not.
Second was cat people score higher in intelligence and are more intellectually curious.
Interesting. Okay. This is in broad strokes.
This is
obviously
a very, very broad. 97.3,
Coast FM. The Coast Feed. And once again, Verity's got the goods today.
I sure do. DeMello, look, a lot of discussion being had about GOT, Game of Thrones.
Almost as much as about the leaders debate.
I would say more so.
Maybe more.
More so. And look, I haven't watched it. I know, blasphemy.
Yeah. That's all right, don't worry, I haven't either, but you know.
But
I'm aware of it. I know it's happening.
Lots of stories popping up. And Mel last night, our receptionist from work here, she put up a selfie on Instagram with shedding some tears after she consumed some footage from Game of Thrones. Apparently one of the latest episodes, the biggest, longest, most epic battle that's ever happened.
Apparently a lot of it was in the dark. Apparently a lot of people say it was hard to actually see what was going on.
Well, it's the moment that the living meet the dead. It's an 82-minute episode. It's feature length.
Right.
And there's so much work that went into it. Apparently, this huge Battle of Winterfell, altogether it took them to film it 55 nights, 14 degrees, like freezing conditions, starting at 6 p.m. going till 5 a.m. in the morning, hundreds of crew on site, special effects, stunts, all for this one episode.
Mm.
But we
and
won't
most
get
people's,
into it.
Weird, most people that I saw that were talking about it said, I couldn't see what was going on.
Well, look, I guess if you're not up to date with it all and you go to the couch to watch it, just keep your tissues on standby, I guess.
Okay.
Good
advice.
In other news, Pete Davidson apparently went to the Avengers movie, which is not huge news, but I guess what is that he picked up McDonald's to feed his friends, the sold-out audience and the movie theatre staff, which
totaled about everyone.
Yeah, $400, which really, I think that's actually quite good.
Things are a bit cheaper in the States.
Yeah. Apparently, he's also getting over Kate Beckinsale after they've split after only a few months of dating. They're 20 years apart.
He's very unlucky in love.
Or is he? He does well to get a look in. I mean,
well,
she's absolutely stunning.
And he's, look, to be fair, he looks like he could do with some sun.
But yes, so there you go. That's what's happening for him. First Monday in May is almost here, which means Met Gala time will be upon us very soon. And they have a different theme each year. This year's theme, Camp Notes on Fashion. It's based on some essay that came out in 94, which is the year I was born, so I can't say I'm...
Okay.
But it's, how's this? How the elements of irony, humour, parody, pastiche, artifice, theatricality and exaggeration are expressed in fashion. Right.
Okay. So, yeah.
As you do.
I imagine you have to fortify yourself before getting yourself ready for that evening, just quietly. Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6. 97.3, Coast FM.